This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
It is called Bank of America, but this morning it's more like America versus the bank. The Justice Department has filed a civil lawsuit against Bank of America for allegedly misrepresenting the quality of mortgages that it sold to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Just a couple of weeks ago, Uncle Sam sued Wells Fargo over mortgages as well. As Marketplace's senior business correspondent Bob Moon reports, the federal government appears to be turning up the heat on the banks.
Former federal prosecutor Jacob Frankel says the government is clearly out to prove taxpayers were ripped off when the loans were resold to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
There is the potential to recover significant sums.
The suit seeks at least $1 billion, but attorney Tom Ashamy suggests the government-backed agencies that bought the loans bear some responsibility.
Certainly Bank of America will raise as defense that they should have done their own due diligence and not purchased certain loan packages.
It's not as if Countrywide could be accused of false advertising at the time.
A growing family with a lot of debt. A young couple with no down payment. A business owner whose income was hard to document. I'm with Countrywide, and I got them all approved.
The suit alleges some loan verifications were falsified in a process called the hustle. Frankel says some involved might find themselves hustled off to jail.
You start to wonder, are they now moving closer and closer to the kinds of allegations where we may still see some criminal charges?
It's the first of these mortgage guarantee cases to allege this kind of outright fraud. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.